The use silence immediately to experience emptiness, unlike lots of the analysis inquiries that Buddhism also teaches, like Madhyamaka meditation. You can study Madhyamaka, which is a meditation on emptiness, but they're not guaranteed that you experience emptiness. You'll accumulate a lot of theories on emptiness, or you can even get PhD on emptiness without really knowing what truly emptiness is. Or you can work on a koan for many years and not to experience emptiness. So there's an immediate way to drop into emptiness. And silence is one of them, because when you observe silence, and if you really allow yourself to drop into silence, then your mind becomes quiet. When mind becomes quiet, then mind stops creating stories, creating all these false versions of reality. Almost that, there's nothing actually remains. So then, reality becomes so peaceful and yet extremely liberating, and yet there's nothing to talk about almost. One time, this Dzogchen master, he wasn't really Dzogchen master, but he was a Dzogchen yogi, and he said he knows the Dzogchen. And then a few monks want to challenge him, especially these young monks. In Tibet, we have young monks. They're very, very mischievous. These young monks, extremely mischievous, and they're kind of, what do they call, whippersnapper in English? They want to challenge everybody. They want to play a prank on other people. But many of these young monks are very mischievous. They want to challenge other people, especially if they feel that they are a scholar or they know Buddhist doctrine. So they went to see him and asked him, "Oh, you know the Dzogchen, right?" He said, "Yeah, I know Dzogchen." Then these monks asked this old yogi, "But then tell what Dzogchen is." And he sat immediately, he paused. And he said, in that moment, somehow a bird was chirping outside and was drizzling. And he paused, he said, It's a drizzling outside, and bird is chirping. And then he didn't say anything. Then these monks laughed and they said, "Oh, he didn't know anything about Dzogchen. That's not a Dzogchen." But I think what this old yogi was trying to say is that he is totally in harmony with the emptiness. He experiences reality without any all these mental stories. He is experiencing life or reality purely as it is. And that's what there's not so much to talk about. So he was reporting on the silent dimension of reality. That is unconditioned, that is unveiled by our own mind and our mind's interpretations. So then there's only peace. I think another way of experiencing emptiness right away is taught in Dzogchen. Let me recite this verse from Dzogchen. Tantra says, "If five senses are not conditioned by thinking mind, and then that state of mind is the mind of the Buddhas." Let me say that again. If the five senses are not conditioned by the thinking mind, and then that state of mind is mind of Buddha. So in Dzogchen we use actually senses to experience the emptiness or the Dharmakaya mind, the senses, like the five senses. And that's why sometimes we go outside, we sit sometimes on top mountain, and we just gaze our eyes. And for hours, hours, that's the meditation. So So this senses can be sometimes immediate doorway to experience the realm of emptiness, the liberating truth, the nature reality. Reality that is free from all conflict. So often Dzogchen meditation is about to tune into your senses, like sound, sight, touch, taste, but not to let the thinking mind condition your experiences. So let me pick up this flower. This flower is very beautiful, isn't it? So I think the reason why I put this flower. So if I pick up this flower, I open my eyes and I see this flower clearly. So, but my mind wants to label it. So this is a flower, this is yellow. Oh, maybe this is a beautiful flower. Maybe this is not really beautiful flower, you see. Oh, I wish it maybe rich a bright red flower. So that is the thinking mind, like labeling, judging, dissecting this into category. That is the thinking mind. But if I allow my mind to just see the colors, shapes without labeling, and then my awareness is just experiencing the pure senses without any thinking mind, then you could say that actually in that moment you are experiencing the emptiness nature of the flower. This sudden silence is actually the real teaching, you see. So I have to make this, what I'm doing is I'm making just noises, that's pretty much it. I'm not really teaching, don't you notice that? So I'm making noises, so when I stop talking, then you can experience this silence in which you can truly drop into emptiness, you see. Thank you for dropping into silence. And that was a sutra, the real Paramjana Paramita Sutra. You can think that you actually recited Paramjana Paramita Sutra. I think silence is the best sutra, except it has no words, no utterance. Please think that we all chanted Paramjana Paramita Sutra together without any words. But powerful sutra, isn't it? I could talk quite a lot, but I think my talk becomes extremely theory about emptiness, which is not always helpful. So it's really nice to come together where I said quite a lot about emptiness, and then we all stopped. I stopped talking, and we can drop into the silence. And maybe some of you experienced a realm of reality. There are not so many concept ideas. Of course, you don't have to call that emptiness, but you may have found it's very peaceful to just be in the silence without all these mental activities, you see. And therefore, they said the true sutra, the ultimate sutra, has no words, actually. Just like flower sermon. So, if we want to realize emptiness, try to bring more silence into your life. Try to just observe silence here and there, with the intention to see, to experience the emptiness. And silence can be very powerful prayer. You can call it a sadhana, you can call it the prayer, you can call it sutra, whatever name you want to give. So I felt that that silence, that 10-minute silence, was a way more profound. It really points out the emptiness than me making all these noises, you know, like talking about emptiness, this and that. I can talk. I actually wrote a book on emptiness. It's called Fragrance of Emptiness, see? I can talk a lot. I can just pick up my book and start reading. Oh, okay, can we stay a whole night tonight, maybe, you know? We can have tea break, but then come back. So we can talk about emptiness all night. But it's not that useful, you see? It becomes very heady. You become kind of some kind of Buddhist theory, you see? It doesn't really help us to experience that liberating reality, to emptiness. So I think the silence was the perfect, that silence you entered, you see? It's very precious.